Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Century Plyboards India Limited's Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agarwal, Head, Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you all to this financial results conference call on behalf of Century Plyboards and SKP Securities. We have with us Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, MD and CEO, along with Mr. Keshav Bhajanka, Executive Director, and Mr. Arun Julasaria, CFO. Please note that this conference is being recorded for compliance reasons, and during the discussion, there may be certain forward-looking statements which must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Sanjay ji.
Thank you, Navin ji.
Thank you.
Hello. Yeah, now it's clear. Good afternoon, friends. Thank you everyone for taking out your valuable time for attending the Q3 FY24 investor conference call for Century Plyboards India Limited. I am Sanjay Agarwal, MD and CEO of the company. I have alongside with me Mr. Keshav Bhajanka, Executive Director, Mr. Arun Julasaria, CFO of the company. I presume that every one of you would have gone through our numbers in detail. Let me still brief you on the key highlights of Q3 FY24. The demand for our products is correlated to occupancy of new housing units, as our products are used for the interior of house. The demand for our product came only after apartment is ready for occupation. Any real estate project, depending on its size, has a time horizon ranging from 4-6 years, or say, average 5 years. Out of these 5 years, first 3 years are for superstructure stage, steel, cement, pipes, bricks, et cetera, are used. After this comes the second stage of completion of house, where tiles, paints, sanitary ware, electricals, doors, windows, glass, elevators, et cetera, are required. After completion of 5 years, when building is completed and apartment is handed over to buyers for occupation, interior work related material like plywood, laminate, fitting, drapery, and other home improvement products are required. The real estate industry suffered with low demand and high ready-to-occupy inventory till 2019-20, or before outbreak of COVID. In view of piled inventory, the real estate developers were not launching many new projects. Post-COVID period, the culture of workplace was shifted from office to WFH, I mean, work from home, and people realized importance of owning a decent home, which led to sudden spurt in demand for apartments. People started to invest in buying apartments, which in return resulted in fast depletion of ready-to-occupy inventory, which lasted till 2021, part of 2022. The builders started to launch new housing projects post-2021, and most of the projects are in the first or second stage mentioned in above. All such projects will start to complete from 2025 onwards. Of course, there are still inventory in this phase from earlier stocks also. We experienced a spurt in demand when piled inventory of ready-to-use houses was sold and occupied. We again expect such a spurt when ongoing large number of projects will start to deliver in 24, in 25. Till then, especially I must say that maybe from 25, till then market will remain sluggish, but with our brand pull and sales and distribution network, we shall not only maintain our market share, but also book a moderate growth. On overall basis, the industry is facing increasing trend in raw material cost, which cannot be passed on in view of sluggish demand. So profitability also might be slightly impacted. Overall top line for Q3 on year-on-year basis was up from 872.94 crores to 929.89 crores, higher by 6.5%. However, EBITDA was lower from rupees 133.47 crore to 115.81 crore. The EBITDA margins are marginally lower due to companies spending on brand building activities and deputing reputed consultants like McKinsey and BCG for advising company on capacity building, benefits of which will accrue in future. On segmental basis, all major segments booked top line growth, while plywood profitability was majorly down due to Royal Club dealer meet expenses of about rupees 7 crores once in 2 years, which was booked in Q3, and engagement of McKinsey for advising on boosting sale of prime products during Q3. Laminate division profitability was majorly down due to increase in manpower cost for creating new team of newly launched Scenic Laminate, which will take time to ramp up. MDF profitability is majorly down due to lower average realization and increase of raw material cost. Particle board profitability is substantially down due to lower average realization caused by import competition and higher raw material cost. As Q3 is period of festivals, when carpenters go home and people are engaged in festivals, the working days on interior sites are reduced and sale is reduced. However, such loss of sale is compensated with increased demand in Q4, which historically has Q4 better than Q3. Both plywood and laminate business will have better and increased top line and bottom line compared to Q3. With BIS standard becoming mandatory from 11th February 24 for both MDF and particle board, import competition for these products will substantially reduce and benefit domestic producers both on sale and profitability. On the scheme of hiving of logistics CFS division to SPV, we are awaiting certified copy of order sanctioning the scheme. On filing of certified copy of order with registrar of companies, the scheme will be retrospectively effective from appointed date of 1st April 2022. Greenfield laminate unit at Andhra Pradesh has already commenced operations during this quarter, which is a big announcement now for us. The ongoing project of MDF at Andhra is on a fast track and will commence operations within the current financial year. With these remarks, I will open up to all the questions and answers to everyone online. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So thank you for the opportunity.
Sir,
looking at your performance on the MDF and particle board, for both MDF and particle board segment, just wanted to understand what sort of competition is there in the market and who all are adding capacity, if you could help me with a number.
You see, two people have added large capacity. One is Greenply, who have started a plant in Gujarat. And another one is Accenteca, who have extended their capacity, I think, by some about, 800 cubic meter plant or something they have started in about 6 months back. So these are the two major capacities which have come in, and there is a, about 400 cubic meter has been installed by us at our Hoshiarpur plant only. So these are the three major capacities, and apart from that, there may be some small manufacturers also, which I am unable to list at this moment.
Okay. And sir, on the particle board side, like, we are facing competition from the domestic players, or is it all imports?
Yeah, so the other competition was from importers. The number of imports, the quantity of import in Q3 is supposed to be about 1 lakh, around about 1 lakh cubic meters, around 1 lakh cubic meter in Q3. Because I think, and I think still it is getting imported, but after 11th of February, all imports without a BIS will stop. But of course, the material within the system may take some time to dilute. So maybe this FI will go into dilution of that. But after that, yes, at least that competition will, because that is a competition which is, does not have the, you know, there are different input costs. So for them, the question of raw material price or maybe other costs are different, and for us it is different. So that will go away from the system.
Okay. And sir, so considering the competition that is there in the market, both on the MDF and particle board side, so do you think any, like, big, you know, players like you or the other guys would, you know, delay their CAPEX announcement or delay the projects?
Whatever I know presently, you know, ours is the next big plant which is coming into production, and that will come into production within this financial year. So there is no delay about that. And after that, we do not have any decision taken till now at the board level. But I think we are in this business, and we will be contemplating taking further decisions. So, and we believe that the capacity and the market of MDF and particle board in India is huge. And these are small things and temporary things which are happening, and it happens for every product and at every time. So I don't think this would deter people like us. But yes, there are some time in near future is may not be as good as it used to be.
Okay. And sir, if you could help me with RM, raw material cost for MDF for your north and south plant, or at least an idea where it was in Q2 and versus Q3.
You see, as far as the prices in north is concerned, yes, Keshav, do you have the data in front of you?
Yes, I have the data in front of me. In the north, India prices have increased in the course of the past few quarters. Considering last quarter, we would have been at around 6.5 to 7 rupees. We are looking at similar prices continuing for this quarter. Going forward, I don't see scope for much for the increase. At the same time, I don't see any reduction. In the south, while we aren't directly buying anything for our MDF unit, we are buying for our Chennai particle board unit. There, we have seen a sharp increase in raw material cost. considered to last year, the cost had jumped by in excess of 60%, and there could be further escalation in this quarter.
Okay, so would it be at like 5.5-6 rupees?
No, south the cost traditionally is much lower. Last year, the average for the year would have been less than 3 rupees.
Okay, so 4.5-5. Okay, got it. Thank you so much, sir. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to request participants to please limit your questions to 2 per participant. For follow-up questions, you may rejoin the queue. We take the next question from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Yeah, hi, Sneha.
Hello, sir. Just wanted to understand the impact of PS implementation. When could you, when could we, you know, considerably see improvement in margins? Do you think that, you know, imports will start getting affected from now on? How serious is the government on this implementation? Because earlier we were thinking there would be delays. You know, there would be a pushback in terms of at least 3 months, 6 months. There were a lot of petitions being made. So some, you know, guidance here would be really helpful.
So plywood BIS has already been delayed. So the impact on plywood, so we really do not know when will it come. Because even today, a little bit of plywood is also now getting imported in the country. As far as MDF is concerned, the date is final, 11th of February, it is getting implemented. So no more products can come into the country, or the customs will not clear any more material after 11th of February without a BIS stamp. But anybody and everybody in the system might have a material which may last for next 2 months, may last for 3 months, 2.5 months. So I believe about a 3 months time before you see better times.
Understood. And sir, given that we also have so many smaller units in MDF based out of North, what's the kind of a cost that they will have to incur to get an to get a license done? Any guidance there? Do you think it would be an easy move for them to basically move to BIS, or a lot of them would actually face shutdown?
As far as India is concerned, I think the manufacturers in India will get BIS, and it's not costly, actually. It's not very costly. So the Indian manufacturers will get the license. It might take some time, and I am sure they must have already taken all the steps and they must be nearly ready. So as far as BIS costs are concerned, they are not high.
But will it lead to increase in raw material cost? Because the kind of raw material that they would be using at this point of time, the smaller units, will that differ with BIS coming?
Yes, there will be a little bit of a shift, but it may not be because, you know, their operating costs are already, we believe that they are quite competitive as far as costs are concerned, and that is how they have survived in the system. Otherwise, by selling about 8% cheaper to us or 9% cheaper to us, they are already surviving.
Right. Understood. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll get back in the queue and all the best.
Thank you very much. The next question is from Rahul Agarwal from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, Sanjayji and Keshav.
Hi, Rahul.
Sir, first question. Just want to, you know, understand a bit of range here. Right? What could be a base case for short term? And then where are we headed in terms of recovery, you know, across segments in terms of revenue growth and margins? Just a ballpark range would really help.
I think Keshav.
Sure. Hi. I think if you look at Tamil, we are more or less in line with what we were hoping to achieve. In terms of growth, yes, growth has been a little slower. Even Q4 looks to be a little different. But on the margin front, I think we'll be more or less in line with time. In laminates, again, we're going to be looking to maintain margins. But the growth that we're looking at, perhaps we're not going to have a very healthy growth. We could have a single-digit growth in the current quarter. MDF, we're expecting a robust growth. I'm sure that year-on-year, we will have a 20% plus growth, but you know the current circumstance is quite dynamic. We'll have to wait and see for what the implication of BIS is and how soon that comes into play for me to give you any definitive guidance on margin. For the current quarter, I can safely say that margins for both MDF and flexible are like 60%. particle board, the volume is likely to be constant because we are pretty much at capacity utilization. So there will be no major change. Going forward, next year onwards, we are hopeful once BIS is fully implemented, both MDF and particle board should see an upside in terms of volumes and margins.
Got it. That helps.
Chauvi, the voice was clear to you.
Haan sir, koshish kari thi.
No, voice is a little unclear.
Yeah, I know.
It is not very clear.
You speak bit slowly, then it will be easy to understand. Okay.
Yes, sir. Down.
Okay. Sir, second question was on brownfield and greenfield MDF capacities. Typically, how much time does it take to reach 90-95% utilizations? So if you could help me understand, let's say you started 400 CBM at the North India plant. What is the capacity utilization today and how does it ramp up over the next 2-3 years? Like first year, second year, third year. And similarly, based on the greenfield capacity, typically how would it ramp up? And obviously the assumption is that demand is okay and competition is bearable. In that circumstance, how does it work?
Yes, sir. Should I? I think that we are going to be our basis model that we look at 80% of capacity utilization towards the second year of operation. That is how we envision any new capacity, whether downfield or greenfield, if you talk about MDF. We cannot discount the market dynamics, but I think going forward, this is going to be the target for both our capacities. In terms of ramp up, in the North plant, we face certain challenges. With some thicknesses in the new line, which we have now overcome. Going forward, I think the 80% is a safe estimate, and we should be able to achieve for the new line, certainly on the and for the brownfield expansion of new line as well.
So, if I actually ek baat hai, Rahul ji, ki market se saath deta hai na, us samay pe faster utilization hoti hai aur sab mein josh rehta hai. अगर मार्केट पर कम साथ देता तो हम भी स्लो स्लो हो जाते हैं. दिस इज जस्ट अ ह्यूमन टेंडेंसी एंड बॉडी.
नो एब्सोल्युटली. सो इफ आई अंडरस्टूड इट करेक्टली, यू सेड 80% यूटिलाइजेशन पॉसिबल टू रीच विद इन 12 टू 18 मंथ्स, इज इट?
यस, टेक्निकली वी कैन
सेकंड ईयर ऑफ ऑपरेशन
वी कैन रैंप अप विद इन 1 ईयर प्रोवाइडेड मार्केट इज देयर. सो इफ वी कैन सेल 80% वी कैन प्रोड्यूस 80% इन वेरी फर्स्ट ईयर.
Okay. All right. And, one question was on, then I'll come back in the queue, on the premium products. I just wanted to understand for plywood, you obviously had this Royal Club meet. Just to understand some sales trends over here, over the past 2 years, how is Royal Club Prime and other premium products doing for you? And how much do they account for, in the overall plywood sales?
We don't share data breakup between our premium and our premium category. That is something that we don't do with the competitive people.
Sure.
We are not doing bad, that much I can tell you. We are not doing bad, but we are not doing excellence also.
Okay. So the intention of
doing is extension, yeah. And the company wants to develop and grow mostly into premium product only. But yes. And that is why you will see that we are trying to consult sometime BCG and sometime trying to get in McKinsey and Vector and all those. Every effort is to actually try and do better in premium products actually.
Sure, got it. No problem. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much for answering.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank
you. Hi, Keshav. Hello.
Mr. Keshav Lahoti, if you can hear us, please go ahead with the question.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible to you?
Yes.
Ha, Keshav. Yes, now you are audible.
So my question is repetitive, that is on the BIS front. Like if you hear the commentary of other management, they are more like, let's wait and watch how well it shape out. The most bullish on the BIS which I found is Century. So what sort of decrease in import you expect from BIS? Will it possibly this 1 lakh number can come down to below 50,000. What is your take? Like, why so bullish?
See, we believe that for at least 6 months, after 3 months from today, for at least 6-7 months till then, nobody will get a license. They will take their time. So at least 6-9 months should be without any imports practically, because without BIS, it will not be allowed. And I have checked day before yesterday the records, and till now nobody has got a BIS registration. So I don't think that any quantity can come in. If no quantity can come in, so wo bolte hai na dubte ko tinke ka sahara.
Right.
So abhi is samay ke upar, that will be a good thing to happen to the industry. Of course, a lot of capacity has come in and the consumption is growing as it was earlier also, but it will take some time to catch up. That's a normal thing to happen.
Got it. Understood.
Yeah. And kya hai ki is samay se... Yeah, yeah, sir.
Awesome. Yeah. I would like to highlight that the material that is being imported is not consistent with the material that we are producing domestically. You see, every country has different timbers, every country has a different production mechanism, some countries use certain raw materials, others don't. So for these manufacturers to start manufacturing as per Indian standards also is not going to be very easy, because the substantial part of the production is not being dedicated towards India. So I think overall, which is going to bring about quite a bit of change. Hence, we are reasonably optimistic.
Okay. Your voice is not a bit clear, Keshav, sir.
Yeah, Keshav, I was clear.
I'm sorry, I'm at height, so the connection is not very good.
Ah, I know. Maybe try to keep the mic a little far away.
Is it better?
Or maybe closer, I don't know.
Is it better now? Am I audible?
Yeah, now it's better. Yeah, it's better actually.
Yes. I was saying that for them to manufacture, for the international players to manufacture as per Indian standard, they also...
Oh, slower, Bolo Betaji. The speed has to be slowed down to make them clear.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but yes.
No problem. I was saying that for these international manufacturers, to manufacture as per Indian standards will also need changes, adjustments, and it is not going to be as easy as simply switching on a button and changing. So I think all of this makes us reasonably optimistic.
Okay. Got it. It was quite clear this time. Coming on the CapEx plan side, what we can see, there is some push of CapEx from FY24 to FY25. One is on Hoshiarpur ply, so is the expansion running delay? And second one is on the laminates. So laminates project has commissioned, but yet you are not spent 50 crore. So whether the capex size is decreased, how should we see that?
Yes, sir. Shailai?
No.
Hello.
Sorry, please continue.
Yes, regarding laminate, you know the project was in stages. Right now we have started only one line, so further lines will be added in next financial year. And regarding plywood plant at Hoshiarpur, we are going slow because demand of plywood is now on low side.
Okay. Got it. So the second line would cost 43 crore, and what would be the size? Will it be 2 million sheet?
Keshav,
there is a little bit of confusion here, so I will just clarify. The first two lines will have a total capex of 4 to 200 crores. The first line is commissioned and the second line is also commissioned. Production has started. We have just done the trial production within this week itself. The next two lines will have a further capex cost. The majority of the cost will be incurred within the current crop or next year. This is for land.
Sorry, sir, your voice was again not audible.
For laminates, we have commissioned the first press. The second press also, trial production has already started. The majority of the cost should be incurred within this quarter or next quarter later. For the additional two lines, additional capex, that will be done at a later stage.
Okay, understood. Got it, got it. Just coming on the laminate side, so laminate normally we expect, you know, 13% to 15% type of a margin. We have seen some improvement in margin sequentially, but still it is subpar what, you know, Century can deliver. When we should back expect, like, Century should be back to normal 13% to 15% type of a guidance?
I think right now we are investing in a lot of new funds. If you look at larger press, we will soon be starting our early physical division. We have already created a separate manpower setup for semi-laminates, which we have launched, which is taking time to ramp up. So I think you can look at this as a phase of investment where maybe for 2, 3, 4 quarters, the investment is disproportionately high. But after that, like you said, our target will be 13% to 15% or even 14% to 16% long term. So we will move back towards that, maybe in a time lag of a year plus.
Okay. Got it. Good to hear that. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Lilladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for taking
Hi, Praveen. Hi.
First question is related to the MDF. For this quarter especially, I can see there is a good correction in the realization. Is that the due to a competitive intensity, the prices were down and significant correction? And also, if I compare with the peers, that's quite significant correction. So is that you are going to maintain at this level? And what is the basic reason for this correction?
I think the competition had, heated up in the last quarter. And there was not much impact, but I believe that in this quarter it will be a little higher than even last quarter. So the prices have gone down by about 7% or 8% about that, and that should have an impact of on the EBITDA and the overall profitability.
So you are largely in the North India. And
yes,
in the fourth quarter onwards, you will expand to the South India as well. And more of the import are happening there. So
yeah,
fair to assume that whatever the BSI, norm implementation, you will get some kind of a benefit in the South. And is it possibility, like, whatever the price correction or the overall realization correction you have, got so far, to some extent, you will minimize that with this?
See, what I believe, because of addition of so much of capacity, this is my assumption, because these things are market related, so nobody knows. But I believe that we will have better sales starting May, and that will actually help us on improving our efficiency and, more profitability. But I don't see prices going up in next 6 months time. I don't see. But yes, anything can happen. But I don't see, because 3 months you have already stocks here, and after that you have so much of capacity which needs to be consumed till now. So that's why I don't see. But yes, after 6 months I see there should be a support.
Okay. Moving to the plywood segment, as you had mentioned, that's because of a dealer meet and as well as your consultant hire, your margin profile has deteriorated. Can you give a timeline and, if possible, the quantum you are paying for the consultant?
Consultant, a quantum money we cannot tell actually, but we have given the cost we have incurred for our meet of dealers, which costed us 7 crores plus. See, what I believe that I think we are mostly concerned about the EBITDA, so our guidance is always between 12% to 14%. I believe that even this quarter we will be able to give, or even annual EBITDA also should be within 12% to 14%. Yes, on the lower part of it, of course, maybe 12.5%, 12.6%. But yes, we will be somewhere between 12% to 14%.
Okay, we will going to see cost related to the consultant the way forward as well. What I'm trying to understand.
Cost related to consultant, you see, these are such things that if you stop learning, and when the organizations are at a mid-size and growing and trying to really grow very hard, at that time some outsider may be needed, may not be needed. Of course, at some time when the organization gets tired of outside people working with them. So it will all depend on the situation. I cannot even tell you at the moment that yes, what will we do? Because this is not a decision which I personally take. We as a team, we take the decision. So along with the business, along with the executives, the decisions are taken. So if the need is felt, yes, in the benefit of the organization, we will decide yes. Or in the benefit of the organization, we will decide that no. I'm talking too theoretically, but yes, that is the way it is actually.
Got it, sir. Sir, lastly, on the laminate realization also had, on soft quite a bit. So, will that the new norm, we can see that such kind of a realization to be maintained over here?
Well, in laminate, there is slight weakness in the domestic market where we have been facing issues. I think that, we have taken strategy and steps in order to fix that. And as I said, it will take a bit of a timeline. So this is not the new normal. You will be definitely looking at higher realization going forward. But it takes some time for us to bounce back.
So this lower realization is account of why I missed out. I'm really sorry for that.
On account of higher percentage of export.
Okay. Can you quantify how much is the export?
Mr. Sahai, I'm sorry to interrupt, but may we request you to rejoin the queue as there are several participants waiting their turn. Thank you.
You don't give a breakup.
Yes, so I think ask him if you can, because your voice is actually not very clear. So the person cannot.
Is it better now?
Sometimes it is better. But there is something wrong with the place you are sitting, maybe because you are on a Wi-Fi, you are on a call, or normal call, etc.
Mm-hmm. Not a normal call, actually, wo Wi-Fi.
So anyway, yes, let's go to the next part.
Yes, sir. Before we take the next question, request to participants to please limit your questions to two per participant. We take the next question from the line of Abhishek from DSP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hi, Abhishek. Yes.
Hi, sir. Sir, just one thought. Over a period of 12 months, you are commissioning almost 1,500 to 1,600 crores of capex spread between particle board, MDF, and laminates. So at what point in time will you look at your next round of capex? Will you expect market to like in plywood you said now the market is weak. So what are a couple of lead indicators which you look at, which will looking at the next round of capex? How should we look at it, sir?
You see, we have, I think this is the biggest investment Century Ply is doing in its lifetime. And we are just going to complete within this year, including our particle boards capacity. And I don't think that there is anything which we will take up within, say, next 2 months or 3 months or 6 months time. Yes, we are already planning, we are already thinking about what we can do. And I have seen that the capex done when you are down is the best time for the capex. At this time, you get all your goods cheaper and you can put up a plant, you can bring it up, you can finish all the problems which a plant faces within the first 12 months. It's a very crucial time actually. So, yeah, I think I clarify your point.
So, but this BIS change which is happening, first in MDF and particle board and maybe in plywood at a later point in time, you think that can be a major trigger point for you, which may...
I don't think. See, for MDF, it is just 30,000 cubic meter maximum per month. So that's one plant, actually, you can say. And as far as plywood is concerned, yes, maybe about 1,500 crore worth of plywood is coming in a year's time. So even compared to the plywood market, it is not too big of capacity. So yes, it makes a difference. It makes a difference as far as the mind of the market or the pulse and that all those things little bit change the psychology of the market. So everybody in the market today can say, "Nah, I'm import karke la raha hun," and there are 20 other sellers in the market. So the number of sellers in the market reduces. That is how it happens. Most the psychology changes, but it is not very big quantity, you see.
Okay. And so just one other thing, in your last cycle you had aspired to be a 1 crore profit per day company, which you have successfully achieved. Anything that you have articulated for your team internally or internally you have decided for the next round?
Keshav is our, the young Turk. So I think this commitment he should make, not me.
But I thought the guidance has to come from the top and he'll execute. So that is what our thought was.
Okay, so I think, our ambition, as you know, is to grow sustainably. And I think that going forward, we have a sort of vision of 12,000 crore turnover by 531. And that is going to be the attempt. And of course, as you know, the country, it will have to be profitable turnover growth. We will be looking to maintain ROCEs and heading up to 12,000 crores.
Got that. Okay, sir. Wish you all the best for that. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Next question is from VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hi, Rajesh.
Question on the... Hi, sir. On the supply-demand side, as you were talking, when do you think the excess supply that you are seeing in the system across different products will, subside or will get absorbed in the projects itself?
I think it's very difficult to tell you that when will we be able to absorb all these quantities, and by then, actually, before that, we will take up new quantities. Actually, we will take up investment for further quantities already at that time. But yes, we must say that whatever we have creating now is to take about 3 years.
3 years. Okay. Thank you. That's all.
So I think so. Yes, it should take about 3 years to. I think that's a good thing to do. If you can consume all quantities within 3 years, it should be good. Particle board, huge capacity coming up. MDF, huge capacity coming up. Markets should open up sometime ahead of 24 or maybe 25. So I think, yes, 3 years is a good period within that. But before that, we will have more quantities, I'm sure. Our management and our people will certainly ramp up for the capacity, will decide.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We move to the next question. The next question is from Utkarsh Naponi from BOB Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, Utkarsh.
Yes, sir. So my first question is that during our last earning call, we were fairly positive and upgraded the guidance for each of our segments. But if we see the performance for each of our segments, they're pretty weak for December quarter. So wanted to know what has changed post mid-November that has resulted in such a difference in our performance compared to our expectations.
Yes. Very good question, of course, I must say. You see, if you really see that even during the last call and the performance of Q2, there was not really very good results. we were certainly expecting to do better, isn't it? And in the Q3 also, we expected that, yes, we will be able to cover up and we will be able to, yes, we were a little cautious, but then, yeah, okay, we were sure that we will be able to do it. But now, after 3 quarters and the kind of movement we see in the market, then we see the results every other company giving. The real estate, yes, it's booming, and we can see that the real estate has a great, great future at the moment. And we will, as a company in that space, we will gain. But now it's becoming clear to us that it is not so fast. It's going to take some more time. So the realization, I think the realization has come to us right now that it is going to take some time. Yes, we are very, very positive that future is good. The story, the India story is also working for India. So, yes, mid-term, long-term, very positive. Short-term, yes, there are some headwinds.
Okay. Sir, for MDF segment, I wanted to know that our current operation is basically in North region, which fetches better realization and margin compared to the South players. So if we see for December quarter, our EBITDA margin came almost at par with what Green Panel has posted for December. So going forward, whether our margin, MDF segment margin is expected to be further impacted once our South plant becomes operational?
Yes. EBITDA, I believe, because of the price changes also, I think EBITDA will be impacted by maybe 2-3% further. And South has a different economy altogether, because South cost of timber and North cost of timber is also different. So the EBITDA, I think, should not be big different from South to North because of the prices of raw materials.
Okay. So you mean to say that the margin profile for South and North are almost similar considering the timber prices at the moment?
Yeah.
Hello.
Should I take it? Hello. Yeah. Just a second. Hello.
Yes.
Yes. No, because of the timber prices and raw material prices difference, the South usually will have maybe even if a lower price, it is able to compete and it will have motamoti the similar kind of an EBITDA in times to come.
Okay.
Because actually, the problem is the timber, because across the country, the timber plantation happens. And at some time, the supply demand thing will happen and there is now less availability of raw material. It was realized about a year or two years back, a lot of plantation has started, but it will take 3.5 years minimum to actually get that round. And for plywood, it will take maybe five or six years to get that round. So till then, the prices might stay a little higher. So it may be another year or a year and a half journey before timber prices, or maybe 2 years before the timber prices start softening.
Sure, sir. And sir, lastly, sir, on the depreciation expense part, we have seen that we have done a lot of capex in the last 2 fiscal, but our depreciation quarterly run rate has remained stable in the last 3 quarters. So, wanted to get some sense of that what would be the quarterly depreciation run rate for the current March quarter and for FY24.
Yeah, I think the CFO will want to reply this.
In fact, the figures we are giving you in investor presentations are standalone figures. And we have been historically giving because all our subsidiaries were immaterial. Only one operating subsidiary, Orosundaram, that goods also were channelized and sold through parent company. But now it's our new plant is coming in the name of subsidiary. So the depreciation of that plant will be booked there only. But that I'm telling of in time to come. till now the depreciation is almost on similar side because we have not made major expansions in Century Ply itself. Except
sir,
adding one more line in Hoshiarpur.
Yes, please. Yes, sir, on control basis, what would be the depreciation cost for FY25?
I mean to say, I can't say you exact figure at the moment because it,
we'll get back to you.
It comes out of computation. It comes out of computation. So we shall get back to you after computing what is likely to be in future.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from Aditya Pal from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
So post this capex, what will be our total capacity in laminates? Hello.
Could you please repeat?
Post this capex, what would be the total capacity in laminates?
So, rather than looking at it in laminate capacity, because the new size vessels, they are going to be different in terms of the quantity. We will only look at 72,000 sheets for the Sobeen Bike Express, because the sheets will be on average 12 mm thick and will be 14x6 sheet. The two additional presses should be able to add close to 300 crore to the top line. So I think that is a better yardstick. In terms of volumes, it will not be a like-for-like match.
All right. And sir, I understand that you can't quantify the export business, but if you can just give us in terms of the qualitative metrics that which would be our top three markets in exports.
Currently, our major markets are Southeast Asian economy and North American economy. Going forward with the larger size vessels, we will be targeting both Europe and the Middle East in a bigger way.
All right, and likewise for domestic, which would be our key regions between North, South, East, West?
Yes, strong talk with a pan India.
Sorry, sir, your voice is not, it's coming a bit
more. We're a pan India company.
But if I were to look at it from a revenue split, is it equally split or there might be a bit more concentrated towards North and South? Because those are a little bit larger markets.
Largest market followed by the rest.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to know what would be your FY25 volume guidance and margin guidance? Hello?
Hello? You've seen the numbers for the first three quarters. For the fourth quarter, we're looking at single-digit growth in both panel and laminates. As we've already mentioned, in panel, we're looking at similar margins to what our guidance is, 12-14%. In laminates, we'll be attempting to maintain similar margins. However, the expenses for the new south plant could lead to slightly lower margins. In MDF, we should have a volume growth of 20% plus in Q4, but margins are likely to be lower. And in particle board, we will have a similar decline, but margins again could be a little under pressure due to raw material prices.
Okay. And what about FY25?
Our attempt will be for a far, far more robust guidance, far more robust growth. But we'll get back to you on this. At this point in time, without plans frozen, I don't want to give you figures.
Okay. And so what has been the raw material price trend in the laminate segment in Q3, Q4 now? What has it been? Have the prices been stable?
There has been an increase in the price of one particular variety of craft paper, the lower end of craft paper, predominantly utilized by the Middle East and Mexico. But other than that, the raw material prices have been stable.
Okay, got it. And lastly, what is the capacity of your phase one laminate plant that has been that has commenced production? It's 2 million, right?
The capacity, like I had mentioned in the previous answer, it is not going to be possible to give light for light because this is going to be a 14x6 press that produces 12 mm boards. That is going to be the standard thickness. So we can look at a total of 300 crores of additional capex at full utilization from the two new lines that have been commenced.
Sorry, I didn't get the number. 300 crores?
From the two new lines that have been commissioned at full utilization.
Okay, got it. That's it from me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kushagra from Old Bridge Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just two questions on your prelam MDF segment. So, sir, if we understand 25% of your volumes and almost 33-34% of your value from the within the MDF comes from prelam. Can you give us a similar ballpark number for EBITDA contribution as well from the prelam MDF within your overall MDF EBITDA?
I don't think I have a separate EBITDA for both the things. No.
Okay.
We do right now. I don't have, but yes, if you want, we can give you later. Kushagra from
Old Bridge Asset Management. Sir, I'll get in.
No, she is noted. She is noted. She is noted.
Sure. The second question is on your again on prelim MDF. So, can you tell us, is there an overlap between your prelim MDF and prelim particle board segment? So basically, prelam particle board is also seeing decent amount of capacity additions by two other players. So just wanted to get a sense, like, is there a competition between prelam MDF and prelam particle board segment?
You see, particle board, practically 100% of particle board is used by OEM. So these are small factories which make furniture. And 100% of prelam particle board is used by OEMs. They buy it from us or from dealers. As far as MDF is concerned, MDF is going to OEM, but MDF is now being bought. So prelam MDF is being bought by contractors who are working at your home or my home also. And they have learned how to use it. Yes, it is going to the OEM also. But I don't think there is a competition because there are two different kinds of furniture being made by them and different kinds of uses they have. So, I don't think there is a competition between particle board and MDF.
Alright, last question, sir. So, you made a remark, very interesting remark on, you know, the CAPEX philosophy. Doing it in the downtime can actually sort of benefit you a lot. So, just wanted to get a sense, with some debt buildup already there, and but still decent amount of cash generation and net worth to equity to debt still down. Let's say if the opportunity comes up and 6 months down the line you decide to, you know, lap up on CAPEX, what sort of debt levels you are comfortable on your balance sheet?
That debt level is that we have, as a company, you know, we have been one of the most conservative company as far as debt is concerned.
Right.
Practically before taking up the present investments, we were for quite some time a debt-free company. So, as our mindset is there, we are really waiting to become debt-free ASAP. So, but yes, I think we will always be working on some kind of ratios which are usually people work on suppose if you have an EBITDA of say 500 crores, so we believe that 1:1, 1:2 maximum, I think should be what we should look into. But yes, all these things keep changing because how are we expecting the demand in the market and how the market will, we might become more conservative or we may become a little more open. But yes, I think this 1:2 should be related to EBITDA. Otherwise, we are, you know, allowed as far as bank is concerned.
we can pay back in about 6 to 7 years time. So even if you go up to 3 to 4 times of our EBITDA, you are quite safe.
All right, sir. Thank you and all the best.
But we are a conservative company, so usually we will not be in that area.
Right, sure.
In fact, we believe in maintaining very high DSCR. Apart from debt equity, we also want to make sure that DSCR is on very high side. It should be always more than 2.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Shubham Agarwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Shubham.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Just 2 questions. I'm just trying to sum up whatever we talked about regarding MDF on this call. Just tell me if I've understood it right. So margins QOQ will decline in Q4. That is the current ongoing quarter, which could be lower by about 200 to 300 bits. Then starting Feb, though there will be implementation of BIS norms for the next 6 to 9 months, we could see realizations not really inching up as much because a lot of domestic capacity is coming up. And about 6 to 9 months from there, probably we could see some realization improvement. Is that understanding correct?
Let me explain. So this quarter, yes, we expect the EBITDA to go down, but if we can improve the capacity utilization, it might still, not go down as much as we think. That is the clarification for your number one thing. And number two, we believe that the present import stocks may last till April. So from May onwards, we will be getting the benefit of stoppage of the imports. But prices may not go up, say 6 months from now. But after 6 months from now, I expect that, yes, we will get a support from the market. Is that clear?
And yes, it is. And MDF realizations have declined about 7 to 8% QOQ and Q4. That's also what we're seeing right now.
Yes.
Right?
Within, you see, the 7 to 8% is, say, in the, including the Q3 and Q4.
Right, Q3 to Q4, 7 to 8% decline.
Yes.
Got it. So that's clear. Now coming down to plywood. If we didn't have, let's say, the dealer event and the consultant costs this quarter, would we still be in the 12 to 13% range, or let's say 12 to 12.5% EBITDA margin range
for plywood? Yes, we expect that we end this year should be about 12.5, 12.6, somewhere there.
Right. So I was asking in Q4, if we didn't have these two costs of 70 million and the consultant cost, whatever it is, would we still be in the 12.5% range broadly in for Q3 specifically?
I couldn't get you. I'm saying that we will be able to end this FY24 with an EBITDA of about 12.5 to 12.6%.
Okay, sir. Got it. So I'll just then.
I think that will clarify the whole thing. If I give you some specific EBITDA for this month, are you looking for that?
No, not really, sir. Actually, I whatever you answer for now is good.
Okay.
On plywood, let's say the consultant costs remain in FY25 as well. So if the consultant costs remain, you'll still be able to achieve 12 to 14%, right? Maybe in the lower end or the higher end, we'll see. But
that is our for plywood, that is our.
Okay. That was all. I just wanted to clarify.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Bhavesh Jain from DV Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, Bhavesh.
Hello, sir. So we talked about MDF and the competition and all about it. So we can see the increasing trend of MDF across the industry. And since there is slowdown in demand currently, Can we expect the margins to remain under pressure for around a year or two, a year or something about?
I think now MDF is at its bottom. So I don't expect any further lowering, and I don't think that there is any further possibility for anybody. So this was just, you know, the markets are like that, and there is a knee-jerk reaction, and there are new capacities coming in. So all those things mixed up, such things has happened. But I don't see any further going down.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Vineet Shankar from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah, so just wanted to ask one question. So in the MDF side, you said that there will be a 7 to 8% decline in the realization going forward, the Q4, and could also be in Q1. So just wanted to understand where this decline will be coming from. Do you see any competition, pushing down its prices for volume? So can you highlight on this?
You see, this happens every day in the market. Every day, and everybody is doing it. Nothing specific that whether Century will do it or somebody else will do it. So competition happens like this, that one day somebody does and the other day somebody else does, and it happens in the market. And everybody wants to secure his own, you know, the buyers, the permanent buyers. You don't want to let the permanent buyer or the permanent big dealer go off your hand. So this keeps on happening, and whenever the fields are little softer and we have a feel that yes, the demands are little slow, at that time automatically you start giving up a little bit. And when the demands are strong, at that time we start pulling up a little bit. We go to the dealer and we say, why 2% price badne wale hai, 4% price badne wale hai. Right now we go and we say, haan bhai, yehi price hai. So then he negotiates a little bit, or he asks for a larger order. So this is nothing that it happens in one day. And there is nothing like this that it is planned, but yes, it happens.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. That was all.
Thank you. Next question is from Aditya Pal from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Aditya. Welcome back.
Yeah. So just want to double-click on the previous figure that you said, that the incremental capacity from laminates will generate 200 to 300 crores of top line. So what would be the total revenue capacity for this expansion?
It will be 500 crores.
Sorry, sir, your voice is coming muffled.
It will be 500 crores.
500 crore will be the capacity that it can generate for you.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Rahul Agarwal from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rahul. Welcome back. Thank you, sir. Sir, one question I had on the consultant cost. Qualitatively, which project are they working on currently? Could you explain? Because I think they moved from laminates to plywood, and then I'm not really sure whether they're working on MDF and particle board.
No. We are working on plywood, and we are working on the premium segment. Specifically this time, very specific to the product.
So this is McKenzie, right?
Yes.
So what is BCG working on?
BCG was earlier working on laminate cells. And now there are certain things which have come up from that program, and they have undertaken that in a very short period of, say, about 3 months to 4 months. They complete that. So basically, the decision is about how to maximize revenue potential. Hello.
You're saying something. Yeah.
Yes. The decision project is on how to maximize revenue potential from our existing distribution network. So how to leverage the distribution is such a very hard to generate maximum revenue potential across companies. So it is a project that is working to venture the company as a whole. But the single project, as the MD has categorically said, is on premiumization in the plywood segment. Both of these are short-term and will be completed within this quarter. With no decision has any extension as of now.
Okay, got it. And last question on the CFS division, the margins still appear to be low. Are there any one-offs there even this quarter?
I think the CFS division is now stable near this, as far as the present situation or the near future is concerned. Some little bit up and down is okay, but that is where actually we should stay. Is that the reason?
No, to say you specifically, margins are still on downside, because now Kolkata is a river port, so that will continue to reduce, so the margins will not improve.
So we should assume 10% as the EBITDA margin for the business, right?
Yeah, you can't expect better than what we have shown in quarter three.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering my questions. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Namaste, Sanjay ji.
Yeah, hi.
Sir, my question is pertaining to MDF, sir. आपने बताया कि on one of the prior questions you indicated कि अगर demand कम है, then basically we give up that particular part of the demand. Sir, how should we understand this? Like, basically you are indicating flattish margins. So is there a sort of understanding that despite new capacities which are there in the market, probably the larger guys will focus on the export market and not pump material into the local market?
No. There is no possibility of any kind of an understanding. There's no possibility at all. But you see, the markets are like that. Everybody knows everything, and everybody pretends to show that I don't know anything. But in the markets, we know what the other guy is doing, how much he's offering. If a guy goes into the market and he offers something, the guy will telephone the other manufacturer, "Sir, this is the situation happening, this is the situation happening." So this is a very big, you can say, circle within the market which operates. So there cannot be any understanding in... But yes, the bottom has come. Everybody understands that at this kind of margins, to go below these margins, and you never know that the prices of timber are not in anybody's control. They may still go up. And it seems that, yes, they will go a little bit up further. So, but yes, the feeling is always there, the prices will go down. The feeling comes. Now the feeling is clear that the prices cannot go down further, and BIS will help there, actually.
Correct. Sir, so if I put it the other way around, demand jitna hai, utna hai, supply incrementally is going to come. So are we assuming that the imports will actually go down, and that is something which gives us the confidence on pricing and margins?
You see, there are two things in import, actually. One is the quantity of, say, 30,000 cubic meter, which practically is, you can say, 1.5 plants, big plants in India. And number two, in import, actually, you see, even if it is a one plant or two plant, it is in, under the control of one person or 1.5% who is selling it in the market. But for, as far as the import is concerned, there are maybe 30 importers in the country, and all 30 importers are fighting into that market. So the number of sellers are too many, and that actually weakens the feel of the market. I hope you are understanding. So if I will tell you in the, say, stocks, if suppose some stock is there in the market and there are 100 sellers, 1,000 sellers in the market, even if the prices are not going down, everybody knows that everybody is a seller, so it's going to go down.
Correct.
Isn't it? So similarly, you see, there are 30 sellers in the market, maybe only 30,000 cubic meters, but actually that weakens the market. Now, because of the BIS happening, all those will be removed. All those 30 people are being removed from the market. So the moment the selling numbers are not there, number of people selling not there in the market, it will help.
Correct. But sir, will this be a temporary scenario? Because if I am a trader or if I am an exporter out of Thailand, I will definitely work harder and I will get the BIS approval. So probably I will also come back into the market after 3 months or 6 months. Is there a scenario which is possible?
You see, what I believe is that this is a kind of thing which will take maybe another 6 months or 8 months time or 9 months time before he gets the BIS. That is number one. But now you look at the exporter. He has to take a BIS. He's a large company. He manufactures, say, 2,000 cubic meter. Out of that, he exports 300 cubic meter to India, or 200 cubic meter to India or per day. So, for 200 cubic meter, he has to go through all this panga of getting the BIS from India. And the Indian government or the officers, you know, what kind of people, how we do all these things. Will he really make a very strong effort to get this BIS just for that small quantity? Because for him, it's not a very large quantity. Yes, it is important, but it's not a very large quantity. Will he take so much of panga? So even if one or two people do, will every exporter do this? No, it's not possible. I hope you get what I'm saying.
Yes, yes, sir. This is very helpful. And sir, just last question. Sir, ye jo maal, what it was going from Southeast Asia to probably US and Europe, I don't know how much of it was flowing specifically for MDF. So if I am a exporter slash manufacturer out of Thailand, given the Red Sea container freight issues, if I look at it, my incremental cost, it will be hardly anything. So could there be incremental pressure in India that I will dump material more?
Very frankly, I am not a person who can comment on this because I have not much of knowledge on this subject. But yes, this is an issue. And I think this is mostly applicable to Europe. It's not applicable to USA, I think, so much. So, but I am a person who should not be relied for a comment on this Red Sea thing, not much of knowledge.
Correct. Perfect, sir. Thank you so much. All the very best, sir. Thank you.
Thank
you very much. That was the last question, Q. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. Sanjay Agarwal for closing comments.
Thank you, everybody, for your patience, hearing and joining us for the Q3 FY24 results. We look forward to a much better, very exciting future. See you again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.